RadioMD.com. Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Do you deal with acid reflux? You know, it's one of the issues of the intestinal tract. Because when you look at it and you really think about the body, your intestinal tract runs from the opening of your mouth to the opening of your anus. Now, obviously, the anus is not always open because it's muscular controlled. So it's usually closed, and you want it that way. The whole intestinal tract is your lifeline. This is one of the reasons why 70% of your immune system is operational, theoretically, in your intestinal tract, for the simple reason that more often than not, yes, you are inhaling toxins. Yes, you are applying toxins to your skin, which are migrating into your bloodstream. But the real toxins and the real, I guess, garbage that's coming in, and good food as well, is really coming in through the mouth and entering into the body through the intestinal tract. So what are some of the things that need to be done to keep the intestinal tract healthy? Well, one of the considerations is eliminating parasites. There's all kinds of conversations about parasites. I've spoken to some professionals who think that nobody has parasites, and then you'll talk to others who say, yes, people do have parasites. I used to do iridology when I had my nutritional practice before I started my company, and I would often look in people's eyes to get a handle on what's going on. Obviously, because I don't diagnose, I always wait for people to tell me what's going on, and then I take a look-see. Well, one of the ways you can tell if you have parasites, get yourself a stamp magnifying glass, because they have a little light on there, and get yourself a mirror, and stand in front of the mirror and look in your eye with the magnifying glass. If you have a thin, wavy, black line coming down through your iris, that's an indication that there's parasites. If you have parasites, the best way to get rid of them is chewing papaya seeds. Now, if you've never done that, I will tell you from experience that papaya seeds taste like peppercorns. So what I would suggest you do is buy yourself some good papaya, organically grown, obviously, scoop out the seeds, dry them, put them in your pepper mill. And why they work the way they do, apparently there is a constituent, a chemical, within the papaya seed that literally closes off the blood supply to the parasite. So that's one approach. Another thing you can do, eat lots of pumpkins or pumpkin seeds. You can't eat a lot of pumpkins unless it's, well, coming up to Thanksgiving, pumpkin pie. But pumpkin seeds are also very good for getting rid of parasites. And I remember talking to a Indian, not Native American, an India Indian pharmacist, and we were talking about parasites. And he said in India, they chew watermelon seeds. So those are some of the ways that you can get rid of parasites in the system. Another thing that affects the intestinal tract and the overall health of the body is candida. Now, candida is natural to the throat. This is why babies get ear infections, thrush, and sinus infections. One of the quick fixes for babies is you could take some garlic and mix it in oil, or, you know, squash it, let it sit in oil for a couple of days, make yourself a garlic oil. You can also do the same thing with golden seal root and let that, you know, stick it in a little bit of oil, very little amount of oil, maybe a tablespoon. Here we go. A tablespoon of golden seal root with about 4 ounces of olive oil or safflower oil or almond oil, organic, and let it sit in the sun. That will literally cook it. The constituents from the golden seal root will infuse the oil. Once you have this garlic and golden seal oil combination, what you can do is give it to the baby on a teaspoon or a tablespoon, and you may want to throw in some honey, because very little honey, because golden seal is very bitter. And let the baby drink on that or suck on that, you know, as it goes down the throat, because you want it to be slow and thick. That way the garlic and honey will coat the throat, coat the tongue, kill the candida. For sinus infections with candida, take golden seal root, put it in a neti pot, or use salt in a neti pot. And by the way, golden seal root, the alkaloids burn. So I will tell you, if you do it for sinus issues, you'll be talking in tongues, jumping up and down and calling my name, and not in a nice way. So just forget I told you that. But it really is super effective. I used to have a product that was built around that. And it was a love-hate relationship. People hated to use it, but loved the results. So if you have candida in your intestinal tract, and let me tell you how you get that. Since it is natural to the throat, what happens as a child, you get sick, and everybody has been so programmed and conditioned to go to the medical doctor. And what is the first thing they do? They give you antibiotics. Well, the antibiotics kills everything in your intestinal tract. Now, because candida is natural to the throat, and if people don't know enough, and the doctor doesn't tell them to go out and get a probiotic after their treatment, then candida will be the first amount of bacteria back into the intestinal tract, and it will permeate the situation. And you could end up with, you know, systemic candida. You'll be tired. You'll end up with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, hypoglycemia. They're all tied together. So the best way to get rid of golden or candida is you can make a very super strong tea of Paul D'Arco, black walnut, golden seal root, because golden seal root kills everything indiscriminately. It'll even kill your probiotics, which is one of the reasons why after you do an antibiotic, 90 minutes later, because it takes 90 minutes from whatever's in your intestinal tract to migrate into your bloodstream for distribution. 90 minutes after the antibiotic, load up on probiotics. Are you going to kill them tomorrow? Yes. However, and is it a waste of money? Yes. And the however is, you will diminish the amount of candida that will take hold in your intestinal tract. Another issue with the intestinal tract, or by the way, let me go back a minute. So what you want to do immediately after taking a probiotic, taking antibiotic, 90 minutes later, take your probiotic. And when you're done your course of antibiotics, get yourself a bottle of liquid acidophilus probiotics and drink a third of the bottle over 3 days. This way we will super saturate your intestinal tract. Last consideration, maybe leaky gut. And with leaky gut, there's not a whole heck of a lot you can do, although it is recommended that glutathione will help with that. You see, your intestinal tract, like your nerves and heart, all have self-repairing mechanisms. This is why it is so essential that you have a fabulous diet, so that as your cells need to make repairs, you have the organic nutrients, or the organic food and the nutrients that provides, and even USP grade supplements. You need vitamins and minerals to help your body enjoy ideal health, because we don't have to age the way we see it happening. We can be vital and full of life and vitality. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz on Radio MD. Be healthy and stay well.